Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of you for tuning in. Thank you so much. On today, we have some very special guests, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in, and I'm going to be able to speak to some of the cast members from TV One's Miss Me This Christmas, and it is going to air in December, I believe, on the 3rd, and so be sure to watch out for that particular show. I'm going to give you some more details. We're going to go ahead and go over Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then afterwards we're going to have our prayer, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, and then we're going to call in and participate with the media, interviewing some of the cast members for that particular show, and then afterwards I'm going to bid you farewell for the day, and I will have a video on tomorrow, God's will, or I will come on the ministry, okay? And thank y'all so much for tuning in at this particular hour. Call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on. All right, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to help us to be beacons and light unto this world. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for each and everything you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I have this opportunity. I have about 15 minutes to speak with you all before I call in on the conference line to participate. But if you don't know about the AlfredaLoveShow.com, this is an international radio ministry. We are very heavily wanting to participate in any type of media, any type of movies that are coming out that are uplifting, empowering, any type of thing of that nature. And we have, we're also speaking to some individuals in Hollywood because the beauty about technology and media and radio and giving seminars is that some of these things can be mastered on the radio online, or they can be mastered via web series. And so we're going to be, the AlfredaLoveShow.com is going to be very participatory in those particular aspects. Let's talk a little bit about the show Miss Me This Christmas. This particular show will air this month, December 3rd. We have the opportunity to speak to some of the cast members concerning the role of this movie and the production and things of that nature. What can be expected? What can we as viewers expect in this particular movie? And so we know it's going to be good. And so it's a very family-oriented type movie. So I want you to check out that on December 3rd God's will. And I will also, if you look on my website, you will see a write-up about this particular episode. And you will also be able to hear some of the answers to the questions concerning the new series. Okay? In addition to that, if you want to be on the ministry, all you have to do is send me your picture and bio, music, if you have that, movie clips, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me, 254-744-6616. Would love to speak to you about your different gifts and talents. I am scheduling more interviews as I'm looking at my calendar and time and things of that nature. I'm scheduling more. In addition to that, make sure that, like I said, you continue to let your friends and family know about the AfritaLoveShow.com and just the great things that's happening. We're going to be giving a couple of workshops, business workshops, speaking workshops, health workshops. One workshop is going to be in February, God's will, and it's going to deal with business and marketing. And so any new entrepreneur, anyone who would like to become an entrepreneur, this workshop will be great for you. And anyone who is established, because what's happening is there are many different trends going on within the business sector that deals with marketing. And so one of the facets of marketing is target marketing. And we talk about target marketing because a lot of individuals, if you have a great following, people automatically think, okay, this is the right business, the right organization. But let's think about this, okay? Think about your city and think about the traffic that passes by, if you're an entrepreneur, that passes by your store. All of that traffic does not come in your store. You have about 10 to maybe 20% of that traffic. Well, with this workshop, the reason why you should attend is because we talk about how to target traffic. It is more than, you know, a lot of people, I look on here and a lot of people buy followers, such as they buy likes on Facebook, just so that they can, their organization can look grand and huge. But with me, you know, I build up, only have a couple of thousand of followers. That's it. But they're genuinely authentic and they're consistent and they remain with me. And so these are the individuals who show up in my workshops. These are the individuals who show up when I go speak. These are the individuals who really have an interest in the products, you know, because there's a difference between having a million followers and no one is really interested in your product. They're just interested because of who you are. And so what you have to do is establish. You have to establish team. You know, it has to be you, and it has to be, which is customer service, and it has to be the product, which is quality, where people will want to continue to come back. So if you see on my site, you don't see very much because, like I said, most of my followers are on my radio station. They are. They're on my radio station. But the simple fact is that 7,000 followers are consistent. Those are my target customers. Those are my target people who tune in, and they're from all over the world. And so that's what we're trying to get people to understand. And so, you know, this workshop is going to be great. It's going to be at the Hispanic Chamber in Waco, Texas. And so there is an unlimited amount of seating because we want to make sure that all of you leave with something, with a game plan, whether it's we'll have individuals talking about small business, how to start up a small business. We'll have individuals like myself talking about marketing and PR and those target marketers because, as someone was saying on my page, if only one person, the right person, sees your project or you pitch to the right person, then your project could go far rather than having a million people and you're pitching your project and no one's interested. And so, you know, and it goes back to the Bible. And I said I wasn't going to preach, Lord. No, it goes back to the Bible. Where two or three are gathered, there I am. And so God says it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to have a huge following, you know. He says, but just make sure that it's genuine, make sure it's you, make sure that it's quality and customer service. Amen? So that's what it is, and I believe they're calling me right now.
Hello? Yes, ma'am? I'll be on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so yes, I'm going to call in just a second, but that's the whole point, you know, making sure that you're not just, you know, having a million followers and nobody's interested in what you're doing. So it's very important. So I'm getting ready to call in because I'm interviewing two of the cast members, actually. Okay. And I'm going to call in just a second. All right. So that's what I wanted to tell you about. As I said before, just be sure to tune in to those two particular movies. And it's two of them, and I'm going to tell you about the other one later. But be sure to tune in and be sure to just understand that God is good. Amen? Amen. All right. So I'm going to call in just a second.
This free conference call is provided by Uber Conference. Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer. This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Alfreda?
Yes.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
Good, how you?
All right, Alan and Roger should be on in a minute.
Okay. And I'm actually calling from my station.
Alan and Roger's on the phone, right? Hello?
Hello?
No, you have Alan and Roderick on the phone from the movie. You have
yes.
The two of them on the phone.
Yes. Are okay. They on the phone right now?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Alfreda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Alan's getting on in a minute. Oh, there's Alan right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on. I crept on in there.
How you doing, Mr. Alan?
How you doing? I'm doing excellent.
Great. My name is Alfreda Love from the AlfredaLoveShow.com. And I
all right now.
Huh?
I said, all right now, Alfreda Love. Yeah.
All right, and I wanted to ask you a few questions about the upcoming production, Miss Me This Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come
okay,
on,
before, you guys get, before you guys get started, I'll check on where Roderick is, Williams. So, you guys start the interview, so go ahead.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Alan, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us why you wanted to be involved in this production, Miss Me This Christmas.
Alan Maldonado, you may have seen me in various projects from The Equalizer with Denzel to Blackish. I play Curtis on that show as well. So this project was really cool. It's a great Christmas film. But what really drew me to the project was the fact that Erica Ash was a part of it. I worked with her on the show Survivor's Remorse, and I also write for the show as well. So to team up and actually share the screen with her, because all of my scenes on the show on Survivor's Remorse was with Jesse, not Erica. So this is the perfect opportunity for me and Erica to kind of play on screen, and it was magic, and I'm excited for people to tune in this Saturday and check it out.
That's good. We're looking forward to it. Now, what's challenging about bringing this script to life? What was the challenging part?
Wow. Well, It was simple. It was simple. It's a role that I rarely play. A lot of my roles are very tough and high energy and kind of either the funny tough guy is usually the type of role that I usually play. My last TV one film, I played the welterweight champion of the world, the arrogant boxer, and now I play a sort of nerd, geeky tech mogul. So it was pretty cool as I'm a tech mogul myself in real life. I just launched the app last month, so called Everybody Digital. So it has its easy parts and hardest parts, but for the most part, it was pretty simple.
That's good. That's good. Now tell me a little bit about the contrast of your regular personality with this new personality in Miss Me This Christmas. What type of personalities can we see from you in this upcoming film?
Yeah.
Hello?
Like I said, hey, what up, Red?
How you doing?
What's going on? Good.
All right, okay. Everybody's on now. All
okay,
right.
Great.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, so I guess it's definitely similar to real life as far as me being in the tech and kind of being a nerd in some aspects of life, but for the most part, it's definitely a different type of character to who I am. I'm kind of the loud dude and kind of big, and this guy is kind of just more conservative. So that's definitely a contrast between me and Ulysses.
That's good. That's good. All right, Mr. Redrick, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm going to ask you a little bit about Miss Me This Christmas. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us a little bit about what type of character would you play in Miss Me This Christmas.
All right. Before I do that, I want to chime in real quick. I don't know if Alan was some of, because he's some of the character Ulysses, right? The kind of techie nerd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't know if he meant that he's got an actual app, because I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Did you talk about that?
Yeah,
you gotta plug that in, man.
You can reshout it out.
As long as you included that. Now, I thought that was awesome. I thought that was awesome, like on a personal note.
Yeah.
That he actually has a streaming app called Everybody Digital that's out right now. So, and it's kind of like, you know, there was a cool segue from that and the character that he plays, because he plays, you know, like a tech kind of genius, one of those tech Silicon Valley wealthy young entrepreneurs in the film. So anyway, I just wanted to put that plug in.
Yeah, please do. That's good.
You know, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so my character they're recently married. It's a young couple, and he just starts running into a situation where, I guess he's kind of like overlooking things in his life and taking things for granted. And then his wife ends up wanting to file for a divorce on actual Christmas. And from there, it's him trying to get her back. It's that slippery slope of
trying to make
the right move.
That's good. Okay. So, Redrick, why did you want to become involved in this production, Miss Me This Christmas? Tell us what's so unique about this that you chose this project.
Well, honestly, because, I mean, as an actor, you're always looking for, you know, something that you can sink your teeth in. You're looking for something, you're like, you want work. You want to continue to work. But it's important, though, you know, when something comes across, that you read the script. And when I got the script, I read the script first. So that was it right there. When I read the script, I was in. You know, because a lot of times you get a script, you read it, and you're like, nah, this isn't for me. You know, you pass up, done that a lot. But that's what hooked me, because I actually didn't even know about the cast. You know, I didn't know that it was being directed by, you know, Kenny Young, who's worked with friends of mine in the past, and I kind of wanted to work with him, so that was cool. That was a surprise. And then the cast was a great surprise as well, because everybody on the set, they kind of had these, like, comedic chops that mine aren't as polished. I felt like I got a little bit polished up just, you know, on the comedic level, because it's a romantic comedy.
Right.
So that was a blessing as well. But, yeah, what drew me into circle back and answer your question, it was definitely the script. It was a script. Yeah. And I think Yvette Foy, she was the writer of the film.
Okay.
But, yeah, when you read a good script, that, you know, that's all the motivation you need.
So as a person who's going to watch this, I'm going to watch Miss Me This Christmas. Tell me what's so unique about it. I know that you guys are phenomenal. Your cast is phenomenal. But what's so unique? What will hook viewers to your show? Because I know there's a hook. I know it is.
I would say the fun element, because, well, for one, it's a holiday film. It's also a black film. There's a strong, you know, beautiful black cast. And to see that, you know, there's not many holiday movies like that have, you know, a black cast. And, you know, when you look in the past, you know, we look at films like that. But I would say the fun element of it, because, I mean, it's the holiday season. Everyone's going to be around family. They're going to want to be in good spirits and just have fun. And it's just going to be another reason for people to smile and laugh. So that's, I would say that, you know, it's looking why you would want to watch it. It's the holiday season.
Okay, good.
It's a fun movie.
Okay, so without giving anything away, tell us a little bit about what's your favorite. Both of you can answer. What's your favorite scene or line? Don't give us the specifics. Just what's your favorite part of this particular "Miss Me This Christmas"?
My favorite part.
I would say, go ahead.
I think the scene with all of us in the party where I finally get to meet Redrick's character face to face. I think that between him, myself, and Erica, it was comedic. The comedic timing in that scene was hilarious. So the first time that I get to meet him in person is hilarious.
That's good. That's good.
I agree. There was also another one. Mikel Jenkins is a guy. He plays Erica's ex-boyfriend, and it was a short scene, but I think that was when I knew. I was like, oh, this movie is gonna be a blast. It was actually, I think, the second scene that I filmed. He comes in, he brings her to my job where I'm working at. Again, my character is a owner of a record label, and it's kind of like to put it in his face to kind of, you know, because they're not getting along, they broke up or whatever the scenario was, but just to say, I'm trying not to say without giving it away, but yeah, so it's definitely the party scene, because that was like an ensemble. There were so many moving parts, but like Alan said, it was just hilarious.
That's good. Now tell me the dynamics of the cast members. Tell me how you guys are able to flow along and how you was able to make up such a good production of Miss Me This Christmas. Tell me about the little bit about the characters and what you really like about it. How was the dynamics of it?
You want to take that one, Al?
It was just effortless. I think everybody's chemistry was spot on day one, being that everybody just got along and everybody just was having fun in between takes. A lot of the laughs definitely came in between takes. And, you know, we would crack jokes and just keep it as loose as possible. And that's what you pray and that's what you want when you're shooting these films, as, you know, when you're on camera, you're off camera more than you're on camera. So
right. If
you have some great chemistry with your fellow cast members, it just makes life a lot easier, and that's exactly how it was on set.
Now, let me ask you this before Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as an actor, I think that's one of Alan's strong suits. I remember in particular there was a time when it was like one of those long scenes, like you said, we're off camera a lot. And he came up and he was cracking a joke, like picking up a chair, acting like he was doing. And it kind of threw me off. I was like, "What's going on?" But it kind of broke that like stale, like that shit. Because I'm, you know, you get in like certain dramatic roles and different things like that. But I was just like, "Oh wait, wake up, man! Like this is fun. Like we need to have fun." It was kind of like that. Let me know, like, "Oh, this is such a cool cast, and everyone's here to just have a good time and just, you know, anytime you can bring that off camera, it's gonna translate on camera." And that was kind of like, I guess, something that, like I said, more of the understanding how the comedic roles work, where it's like, yeah, just stay loose, have fun always, you know, and it was a blast from then on. It was a cool filming experience.
That's good. Now tell me this, how were the characters selected? I know that you didn't just walk up and say, "Ooh, I like this script," and they said, "Okay, you're in." Tell us a little bit about that.
For me, it was actually, to be honest, I don't know what the process went in beforehand. I actually did an audition. It was one of those roles. It's only happened a couple of times. I can count on one hand where my reps have reached out and they said, "There's an offer for you, but, you know, it's pending, you know, if you like the role, so just read the script. If you're on board, then it's a green light. We'll go ahead and get some filming dates for you." So it was that for me. It was just, yeah, that was pretty much the gist of it, just what you said.
That's good.
Same for me. Like, yeah, it was a thing of, I think that producers and the directors had a real clear vision of how they want to put this project together. So they had a wish list, and I think they reached out to everybody that they wanted to offer the roles. And that was the same experience for me. You know, my agent called and said they wanted, they were interested in me for the role. I read the script, and I agreed to do the project.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, my last question is, for both of you, tell us just one reason why viewers should watch and how and what channel we need to watch. Just say something very positive about Miss Me This Christmas, your last line about it.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's cool. It's black excellence. personified as, you know, these are professional individuals that you see going through adult problems and adult situations. And it's fun. It's fun. It's funny. And it's got to, you dive into a real tough, you know, part of life as far as divorces, but we put a real good fun spin on it. So I think everybody will appreciate it and appreciate their relationships a lot better after they watch this film.
It's good.
Yep. And they can check it this Sunday. It actually airs this Sunday on TV One. And if they don't have TV One as part of their package on their TV, they can actually download that. TV One just released a streaming app, I think, maybe a month ago. So they can download the app and watch it on TV One streaming app. So, and they're just like, and like I said, they're everyone digital. I got to plug that again. That just blows my mind.
Everybody digital.
Sure.
Right now, for free.
Everybody digital.
Yeah.
Everybody digital. Download the app for free and the TV One app. Just download. Go to the app store and just download a couple apps. Just
go download everything with TV One and Everyday Digital. That's right.
Everybody. Everybody digital.
Everybody. I'm sorry. Everybody digital. Yes, yes. All right, gentlemen, would you like to share anything else?
That's it.
But you can follow me at Maldonado is everywhere. Please, everybody, find on any social media you got. Maldonado is everywhere.
And then, the same thing. This is my name, Rhetoric Williams. At Rhetoric Williams, that's across the board for anything, whatever social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And have a happy holidays to anybody who's reading or listening.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, and y'all have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
And guys, Alan and Roger, you got 12:30, so call back on this line at 12:30.
At 12:30?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Cool. See you at 12:30.
That'll be your last interview for the day.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Thank y'all so much.
All right,
man. All right. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had the opportunity to interview Mr. Allen and Mr. Rhetoric from Miss Me This Christmas. As you all heard, these two gentlemen are great actors, and we have some actresses as well, and we will have the opportunity to interview some more Hollywood individuals as well as regular individuals, and we will have just many interesting individuals online, amen? And we will have some daytime interviews, some nighttime interviews, and I thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We have many people listening. And be sure to come back. Be sure to come back and listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to download those apps, Everybody Digital, as well as TV One. Be sure to download those apps. Be sure to check out AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. Whenever I have my shows, my number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. That is how you get in contact with me. Please be sure to do that. Media outlets. If you need a speaker, we have speakers. Remember to mark your calendars for February. Leave every Saturday open. Amen. Praise God. Because we're going to have a huge empowerment workshop dealing with business and marketing. Also, we're going to have some educational workshops. God's will, I will be in Savannah, Georgia, speaking. And we have many other things. Be sure to pick up a spiritual guide on the go at bookworld.com, BOOKWHIRL. I'm going to also make a website for the book as well, a spiritual guide on the go, so be sure to check it out. Well, it's called AfridaLoveBooks.com. But be sure to check that out. In addition to that, reach out to me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I love people. I love speaking to people. I love making connections, positive connections. I love networking. I love speaking. I love working. I love God. So if you have ministries, things of that nature, I want to connect with you. God is good. He's great. Be sure at 3 o'clock to thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. God is going to do it. God is great. Be sure to watch Miss Me This Christmas on TV One. It comes on Sunday. Be sure to watch it. I'm going to also put it on my Facebook pages. Be sure to watch it. Be sure to connect. Be sure. Be sure to follow these gentlemen at Maldonado, and be sure to follow Mr. Redrick Wilson, Williams as well. And follow our feet of love. Amen. Praise God. All right, so continue to just enjoy the rest of your day. I will have ministry tomorrow. So be sure to enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. This is the afternoon segment, after lunch segment of AfreeToLoveShow.com. I really appreciate it. Continue to do what you do. Continue to be good and great. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida, love of the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.